The blind walk, take his arm. Let them alone and disregard them. They are blind guides and teachers. And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a ditch. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. Reading this verse, I'm reminded of my senior year in college. I became friends with two blind students. Tom was born blind, while Bill lost his sight as a child. We would sit and talk for hours about life with and without sight. We would often have lunch together. I watched as they ate their lunch without being able to see a thing. We talked as we walked to class. I watched and listened as they shared details about how they created mental roadmaps of their pathways, calculated distance along the way using sound and echolocation, identified and selected their clothes by touch based on fabric, texture, size, and shape of buttons, got dressed, learned to read Braille, and study. Once we went horseback riding. I was amazed as they rode full gallop across fields and trusted the horse for safety. They often laughed and recounted times when they had missed a step, ran head first into doors and walls, or fell down and landed in a ditch. Most of all, I remember the blind walk, a training exercise in my psychotherapy class. I asked Tom and Bill if they would let me be their seeing guide and lead them around campus and finally across a busy four-lane street. They agreed. I remember how nervous I was and how hard my heart was pounding. I felt the weight of their hand on my elbow as I led them into the street, giving them verbal cues every step of the way. I felt joy and relief when we stepped onto the far sidewalk, safe and unharmed. I'll never forget the day they took my arm and trusted me with their lives. I'm thankful that I, too, have learned to trust and place my life in the hands of another. Daily, I take the arm of Jesus and trust His Spirit to lead and guide me. I know He will never leave me, forsake me, or cause me to stumble and fall into a ditch. Lord, thank You for Your word of truth and light. Holy Spirit, teach, lead, guide me, and hold me close to You at all times that I may not stumble or fall. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.